You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. A Money Control exclusive.
It's the 13th of August and the beginning of the trading week. We've seen some historic highs just last week, and this is a quick recap of what happened the past week and what we can look forward to this week. It's been, like I said, another week of historic highs for the Indian markets. Benchmark indices rose nearly 1% for the week ended the 10th of August, but the S&P BSE Sensex failed to close above 38,000, while Nifty closed below 11,500 levels. The rally this week will be driven by any developments around trade war front, macroeconomic data, FII inflows, as well as corporate earnings. On Friday, US markets ended lower as the deepening economic crisis in Turkey dragged on bank shares and triggered a move out of riskier assets. A slump in the Turkish lira worsened after US President Donald Trump doubled tariffs on steel and aluminium imported from the country. Investors fled to safe haven assets, pushing the dollar DXY higher and weighing on US bond yields, as reported by Reuters. Back home on the micro front, consumer price index inflation, that is CPI inflation, will be released today on Monday, while wholesale price index inflation, that is WPI inflation, and trade data for July will be announced on Tuesday, that is tomorrow. A positive takeaway for investors is that foreign investors have pumped in over 8,500 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets in the last 8 trading sessions on improvement in crude oil prices, stabilizing rupee, and better corporate earnings. According to the latest depository data, FPIs pumped in a net sum of 2,373 crore rupees into equities during August 1st to 10th and a net amount of 6,208 crore rupees into the debt market, taking the total to 8,581 crore rupees or $1.2 billion. Where can we expect the big news coming in today from? Back home, corporate earnings will be in focus as we enter the final week of June quarter earnings season. Nearly 1,800 companies will declare their quarterly earnings this week. Most of these will be out in the first two sessions of the week before Independence Day itself. On Monday, that is today, nearly 700 companies will report their results for the quarter ended June, including names like Ashok Buildcon, AstraZeneca Pharma, Cochin Shipyard, Dewan Housing Finance, Gati Limited, Jay Corp, Jain Irrigations, Oil India, Tata Chemicals, Tata Steel, and Videocon Industries, among others. There are, of course, street estimates available already. Let's go through a few of them very quickly. Ashok Buildcon, that is likely to rise by 15% year-on-year to 71 crore rupees. Tata Chemicals, PAT likely to rise by 6% year-on-year to 173 crore rupees. Tata Steel, PAT is likely to rise by 74% year-on-year to 2,682 crore rupees. And finally, Oil India, PAT is likely to grow by 135% year-on-year to 1,061 crore rupees. A quick look at the technical charts now. Nifty has formed a bearish candle for the second consecutive day in a row. Nifty failed to hit 11,500 levels and closed below 11,450. Today, we'll be watching out for three levels, 11,350, 11,478 and 11,500. Maximum call OI placed at 11,500 and 11,600. Maximum put OI placed at 11,000 and 11,300. Let's take a quick look at some stocks that were in the news up on Friday and indeed after. Coal India quarter one consolidated profit was up 61.1% at 3,786.4 crore rupees versus 2,350.8 crore rupees. Revenue was up 26.6% at 24,260.9 crore rupees versus 19,161.7 crore rupees year on year. Powermech quarter one profit was up 42.5% at 30.5 crore rupees versus 21.4 crore rupees. Revenue was up 28.9% at 461.9 crore rupees versus 358.4 crore rupees year on year. And finally, NBCC quarter one consolidated profit was up 23.9% at 73.2 crore rupees versus 59.1 crore. Revenue was up 19.1% at 1,844 crore rupees versus 1,548.9 crore rupees year on year. And finally, some news you can use. We spoke to ChartView India.in. This is what they have to recommend. Mahindra & Mahindra has a buy call from them. Target of 1020 rupees, stop loss 927 rupees for return of 8%. Bharat Petroleum has a buy call from them. Target of 429 rupees, stop loss placed at 380 rupees, that is 380, and return of 7%. And finally, Asian Paints has a buy call from them. Target of 1490, that is 1490 rupees, stop loss placed at 1390 rupees, that is 1390. For return of 5%. Mahindra & Mahindra, Bharat Petroleum and Asian Paints all have buy calls from ChartViewIndia.in. Well, hopefully that was a useful recap of what happened in the markets last week and what we can look forward to today. We will, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street, and we'll see all the happenings on the Lal Street. Until then, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Lal Street. A Money Control exclusive.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.